Today she is Masechta Menachos Daf Pei Ches. We will begin Beis Rashem Yisbarach on Daf Pei Zayin on Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amid. As we began our parak, this new parak in our previous year, we explained that the subject in this parak is about the Midos, the vessels that they had in the Beis Hamikdash that they used to measure different things. And we, in the Mishnah, said there were midas yavish, there were dry measures, which, as we discussed extensively in our previous year, were there primarily for the sarin and chatzi sarin. And today's Mishnah focuses on the midas halach. And says the Mishnah, Sheva midas shalachai b'mikdash, there were 11 kalim that were used for liquid in the Beis HaMikdash. Chin, chatzi hin, that comes with the nesachim of a par, as we discussed in our previous year as well. The Tarak Dosh, depending on the animal, determines how big the minchas nesachim should be, the flour and the oil and the wine. And here it says that with a par, the Torah says with a par, when we bring a cow, there's the measurement of a chatzi hin. Shlishis hin is what's used by the mix nesachim of an ayil. Revius hin le'aloi. Chatzi hin is used for the par. Shlishis hin is used for the ayil. Revius hin is used for the wine of the oil. Loig shemen, which vilchatzi loig, revius loig, as we're going to explain what they're used for. Rav Lezer Bet Tzadik have a disagrees. And he says there was only one keli, and that one keli had marking on it. Ad kan l'parv, ad kan l'ayin, ad kan l'keves. Every type of animal was identified on that keli. It's interesting, Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand Rav Lezer Bet Tzadik's opinion. The simple way of learning Rav Elazar of Tzadik's opinion is that there was only one. There was only one for keli, for all the different things and the markings. Other Rishonim say that Rav Elazar of Shimon Tzadik holds that there was only one. He actually holds there were two. One for the hins and one for the legs. Shimon Amalai HaYisham, there was hin. There was no measurement for hin. Kimah HaYahim Mishamish, where did the Torah need a hin? The Torah only needed a hin once. When Moshe Rabbeinu was using the Shemen HaMishcha, when he was using the oil to anoint all the kalim. Elamidah Sayer Shalai Mechzai Shisham, he does agree that there were seven kalim. And he says there was one for a leg and a half. And the purpose of that was Shabbai Ha'imaydid L'michas Kohen Gadol. The halacha is, as we spoke in our previous year, that the Kohen Gadol brings every day a michas chavitim, and it requires in total three loig shemen, loig u'machtz of a baik, which is divided as everything else in that Kohen Mincha is, loig u'machtz of a baikam, a loig and a half in the morning, a loig u'machtz ben abayim. So instead of saying there was one for a hin, which never really happened, besides once, a loiga mechza, which was brought on a day, which was brought on a daily basis, that required a loiga and a half and a loiga and a half, and that's where it was used. Begins the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, seven midas shalachai b'migdash. There were seven midas of liquid in the base of migdash. Revius loig, v'chatzi loig, v'loig, v'revius ahin, v'shlishis ahin, v'chatzi ahin, v'hin, divrei, Rabbi Yehuda. Ramei Aimer, the seven are hin, the chatzi hin, the shlishis hin, revius hin, the loig, the chatzi loig, revius loig. So if we really look at their list, we will discover that their lists are really identical. The only difference, and the only difference between their list is that Remeir has his going from top down, from the biggest size to the lowest size, and the Tanakama has Tanakam, Rabbi Yehuda, has it going from the bottom up. Why and what that represents, we shall see in the Gemara Mitzvah. Rav Shimon Amalai Hashem Hin, there was no hin there. V'chi ma hin ayim shamish, because there was no purpose for for a shin. Else mi avitachtav. But if we know that there's supposed to be seven and the hin is being deleted, so what do we replace with? Says the Gemara, Mili Sher Shloim Machzai Shisham. There's a loyal machzav there. Shabaya Maidil Chamita Kain Godel. That was used for measuring the Chavita Kain Godel. Loyal machzav a biker. Loyal machzav bein habayim. Amaloy Chatzi Loyal Kais Shisham. The Chamsa to Rav Shimon wasn't there a Chatzi Loyal. So if you're looking to be able to measure a loyal and a half, so why don't you just Vefshla Shab Chatzi Loyal? Take a chatzi loig and use it three times, and you will get to a loig and a half. Why did we have to have a special midah of a loig? Amalhem, to which Rav Shimon said to Chamim, Afle Devrechem, even according to your opinion, says the Gemara, chatzi loig v'loig lo yaser. Why is there a need to make a chatzi loig and a loig? All we could do is just make revius haisusham. There's a revius there, and based on the revius, veshel shab revius, we'll take the revius then twice, and we'll have a chatziloig. Elze klal b'migdash. So why are all these questions not really valid questions? B'klish shemashamish b'midazu, a keli that was used for one purpose, ainem mishtamish. Lamida Acheres is not used for another person. And the way most Rishonim explain, and we're going to have this concept of Mitzvah Shem in today's shir, that the Aloch, that we know, Ein Anias and Makom Hashiris, and the Beis Hamikdash, everything was done in a very generous, broad manner, and it's not nice to have to use the Keli over again. They will not need to use the Mitzvah over then. Rav Lazar Tzadok obviously disagrees, and he holds that they did use the hin for other purposes. So, obviously, Rav Shimon who disagrees, what's the basis of Rav Shimon's purpose? He's going to say that we don't make extra kalim in the Beis Hamikdash that are not required. And really, the way I saw that the Brisker Rav explains this machloikus is that we need to understand what was the purpose of these kalim. If the purpose of this kalim were just to get the amount that the Torah prescribes we're supposed to have, so then there's no need to have extra kalim. But if the purpose of these kalim, is not just to get what we need, but the purpose of these kalim is there's a mitzvah smedida. If there's a mitzvah smedida, then we can maybe say that the Torah wants that for every type of keli, for every type of situation we're going to be facing, we should be using the proper keli to be able to do the mitzvah medida, properly. Says the Gemara, we learned in the Brisa, as we pointed out, the machlokes of Rehuda and Rameyer. The machlokes between Rehuda and Rameyer was how to measure. Do we measure from the bottom up, or as Rabbi Yehuda did, or do we measure from the top to the bottom, as Rameyer did? So ask the Gemara if they're both agreeing to that number, to the same amount of kalim, and what the measurement, what the weight of each keli is. So ask the Gemara, obviously, my ikka, what is the machloikis between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda? Am Rabbi Yochanan, brutzim midas ikka v'neya. What's going to be the halacha if we overfill a keli and there's brutzim? We've spoken about brutzim, and that is that the keli overfills. That means if we pour something quickly into a kelim, what's going to happen is what spilled and overflows is going to spill out. But if we pour slowly, they're not going to spill out. And it seems that the berutzin is what pours out on the side of the keli. Tveres Yisrael explains that berutzin is pirates. The pirate is the same word as pirates, something that goes out of the place where it's supposed to be. And that will be considered berutzin. The question that the Rishonim discuss is when we speak about overfilling a keli, particularly when we speak about a liquid, there's two ways of understanding berutzim. Berutzim could be what falls on the side, and there's berutzim that's on the tap. And the question is, what is considered when we speak in the Gemara here about berutzim? Is what's in the, still within the keli, just over the tap, or is what's on the side? There's a different pshat that I saw, that the definition of berutzim actually means the foam. Many times when you pour on a keli, in a pour on the keli, there's foam, and that's what's referred to as berutzim. So it says the malamadam matel malo, Rabbi Yehuda counts me matel malo from bottom up, kasava berutzim midas nukachu. Even that part is kodesh, and therefore, revius yav lana rachman al Moshe, when Kadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu the shurim, he told him about the revius, vamalei, sha'er, count everything according to the revius, make a chatzi loig, by a chatzi loig, as we learned, equals two revius. And a loig was two half loigs. And the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, start from the biggest shear and work your way down, the kaila berutzim, because we want the berutzim to be part of the shurim. That when somebody's pouring from a small keli into a large keli, so he's comfortable in pouring what he's pouring in quickly. And because he's comfortable in pouring in what he pours in quickly, the berutzim will be included. Lamanda mamata. However, Rameyu says we go in the other direction. Some berutzim midas loy neskachu. The berutzim midas are not part of the shear. The hin yov lei rachman al Moshe. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe, here's our hin, and start working with the hin. Make a chatzi hin by taking a half of a hin and pour it into a small cup that holds half of it. And like that, you'll keep on working in that direction. The kanafki berutzin, if you're pouring in that direction, you will make sure that no berutzin, because we don't want berutzin, because according to him, the berutzim are not included in what is in the shear. Says the Gemara, Abai Amar, Abai says, we don't necessarily have to explain the machlokes that way. Rather, the kulam berutzim made this iklamemar. Everybody, both Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, could agree the neskachu, that they both can agree they're part of the shear. Vikalaim loy neskachu, they could both agree that they're not part of the shear. Here, the machlokes is when the Torah speaks about the carbon nesiim that we know in Parshas Nosai, they donated for the Chanukah Mizbeach. The Torah says the word meleim, shneim meleim silus, vachab meleim kamilki, and the machlokes is how to understand the word meleim. Mandomer, Ramei that counts a memalo, lamata, kasova, melei, shloyechsev, shloyeser. It has to be exactly the right shear. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the hind, and he went downwards. He's going to be very careful because he's not pouring into a bigger keli, he's pouring into a smaller keli. And when you're pouring from a bigger keli into a smaller keli, you're going to be careful not to pour quickly, and you're going to get the correct amount because you're going from a bigger keli into a smaller keli. Amanda mamata mamala, Rabbi Yehuda, who goes from the smaller keli into the bigger keli, the Torah is concerned that we shouldn't have less than the required amount, but we end up having more than the required amount, that's okay. And Rashi actually compares it to a very famous halacha. The halacha is that when one gives money for the machzah shekel, you have to give a little more. You have to give the Gemara Masechta Shkolim and other places in Shas suggest that you have to add a cowboy. So we see that the Torah many times says to give more than that's what required. Amamar, Rav Shimon Amar Loya Yisham Hin. Rav Shimon, we learned in the Braisa, said there was no hin, because Maya Hin Mishamish. Because the hin was, we only have one experience with the hin in the base of Mikdash, and that was when Moshe Rabbeinu anointed the kelim. ask the Gemara, Shapa Kamalei of Shimon Rabbanan. So ask the Gemara, Shimon's point is very well taken. Rabbanan respond, have a hint of a Moshe Shemana Mishka. There was the hint that Moshe Rabbeinu made for the Shemana Mishka, the Ksiv, the Shemana Zayas hint. And says the Gemara, this is the Machlokes. Masover, Rav Shimon's opinion is, Kivan, the Lodaris, Lohavitzaruch, since the hint wasn't used again in future generations, it was a one-time event, Lefishah, who they might have made such a Keli, Vignes. Vidach, and Rabbanan's opinion is, Kivan, the Hava, once it was made, it remained there for forever. Amamar, Esmi Avitachtav. So ask the Gemara. So the Brisa said, well, if there's no hint, what's in its place? Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Lesagid Lemayel. And who says that there has to be a substitute? Answered the Gemara, come Ravina. As Ravina taught us, Gemiri, we have Alok Mashm Sinai, Shtei Semichas B'tzibur. As we're going to, in Mitzvah Shem, learn that Semicha is a critical part of bringing a carbon. But that's when an individual brings a carbon. Carbon Tzibur don't normally have Semicha. There are two exceptions to the rule, the Param Dovish Tzibur and the Sar HaMishtaleach. Hachinami, Gemiri, they had Alok Mashm Sinai. The seven midas shalachai b'migdash, there were seven measuring cups, and if according to this, we have to have a substitute. It would take, if we're removing the hin, we have to have something to replace it. Rav Elazar at Tzedek Omer, Rav Elazar at Tzedek, however, in the Mishnah had a different understanding, and he said shantzis hayu b'hin. There were marking on the keli, and according to the mark, like a measuring cup, we knew what the shear was. Ask the Gemara of Elesle Sheva Midas, does he not agree that there were seven kalim? We just learned a moment ago that there was a Loch Lamashim Sinai that we have to have seven kalim. Answer the Gemara of Elesle, he actually doesn't agree. Vibay Seima, another way of learning my Sheva Midas. What is the definition of Sheva Midas? Sheva Midas, Sheva Medidas. It doesn't mean that there were seven kalim. What it means was there were seven marks on the measuring cup for the various things that we had to identify, as we explained when we learned the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Revius Mayim Shameshas. We said that there was one of the Shurim is Revius. Ask the Revius Mayim Shameshas. What was the purpose of the Revius? Says the Maravius Mayim Mitzayra. When Mitzayra becomes Tor, the Torah says, V'shachras atzipar achas, aklicheres amayim chayim. He has to bring two birds, and he shechs one bird over a cup that has in it mayim chayim. What's the definition of mayim chayim? That there's going to be, that the blood will still be, the blood will still be visible even after you take out the blood in that water. Revia Shemin, and there's another place where Shemin is needed, the Nazir. The Chalas and the Rekikin that the Nazir brings when he finishes his Naziris, the Torah says, V'sal matzis, soilus Chalas blues b'Shemin, Rekike matzis, b'shuchim b'Shemin, u'minchosom v'niskeyem. And the halach is that you have to have a Revias. Ha chatzilug mayim shamish. Continues the Mishnah. What was the chatzilug for? Chatzilug l'soita. We know that if a woman is accused of adultery and the husband brings it to the base of Migdash, they took the parsha soita in the Torah and they erased it in water. You need a chatzilug of water. Chatzilug shem l'toida. The three matzah minim that are brought by the Karmel Toida, the chalas, the rukikin, and revuka, we use a chatzilug shem for that. Or every isarin that they bring for carbon mincha, you had a loig. So as Rashi explains, we're going to learn in Mitzvah Hashem that the Torah, as we've been learning quite extensively in our Masechta, typically gives us shiurim of how much flour and how much oil we bring for carbon mincha. typically it's a sorin silus and et cetera. But what happens if somebody wants to donate a bigger korban mincha? So as we're going to learn, you could bring a bigger korban mincha. We're going to learn that the largest mincha one could donate is a mincha of 60 loig, because as the famous Gemara says, if it's more than that, it can't be properly mixed. And that a question which really the Mishnah is addressing is when you have this, and that's why the Mishnah chose the example of a mincha with 60 sarna flour. But the question is, when you have so much flour, how much oil do you bring? Do you bring for every isarn of flour a loig of shemen? Or is the halacha that you could have 60 isarn of flour, if so you desire, but the shemen will only have to be a loig? And that's what the Mishnah says. Even if you have the largest size mincha of 60 isarn of flour, nice and light, shishim loig, you have to give 60 loig, one loig per isarin. Rabbez ben Yaakov Aymer, a fila mincha shishim isarin, even if you have a very large kavim mincha, 60 isarin, ein le'a loig, there's only one loig. Shnema, because the Torah speaks about the mincha that a mitzayra brings, the Torah says, v'loch kevasech v'ashev isarin, soil sech v'bol v'shemen, l'mincha v'loig shemen. Shisha, says the Gemara, the Mishnah speaks about the chatziahin, the shlishisahin, the reviasahin, that we learned that we had those shurim as well. Shisha, six loigim of shemen, which are chatziahin, was lapar, that they brought for the par. Arba, they brought arba loigim shemen, which is a shlishisahin, was used la'ayil. And shloisha, three loigim, which is a reviasahin, was used for a keves. Shloishu Mechza, says the Gemara, they had 3.5 loigim of oil, le menaira, for when they lit the menaira, because chatzi loig l'chol ner. There was a chatzi loig used for every ner. That's what we will discuss in the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rabbi Kakashalei. The Rabbi, Yosef Rabbi Kakashalei, Rabbi was learning. Rabbi Yislam Nimshcha. Why was there a shear revius? Ela mitzayra, if we're going to say we need it for what we discussed when we dipped, we pour the blood of the tzipor that the mitzayra brings into the water, says the Gemara, that was done chutz lamachna. And since it was done chutz lamachna, there's no, all these halachas that we're speaking about aren't applicable. V'nazir, that the nazir brings a revius shemen on the lachmei nazir, and we have to put that shemen into klisharis, that, and we need to know how much shemen we have. Says the Gemara, what is the purpose? This is a critical element in all the halachas that we're learning in our shiur today. What was the purpose of bringing these kabbanas? So the purpose, all these measuring things, because all these measuring cups that we are speaking about are really klisharis. And the halacha is that something which is a klisharis, that many things have become kaddish because they were put in a klisharis. But the Gemara's question now is, so sometimes the only way kedusha will be obtained is by putting into the klisharis. But the lechem nazir, the chalas, the two types of chalas that the nazir brings, doesn't become kaddish through the putting the shemen into the keli. Lechem nazir b'shchitas ayil the kaddish. It becomes kaddish by shechting the ayil. And since that's what makes a kaddish, so therefore I don't need a klisharis to make that kaddish. Amar Rav Chiya, shabaya maidu l'chavit kain gadol. As we learned, the kain gadol brought three loigim shemen for the 12 chalas. And as we learned, the halach is revius shemen kol chala v'chala. There were 12 chalas that he began with, and then they divided. We've often quoted the machloikis. Rambam and Ravid. Doesn't mean they divided each chala. Opinion of the Rambam but it divides 6 for the morning, 6 in the afternoon. But every shemen, every challah was baked with a revia shemen, and there was nothing else to make that shemen kadosh other than putting into the keli. Says the Gemara Kale, so Rebbe, when he heard Reb Chiya answer this way, he said to him, Me'eretz merchek ish etzasi. Reb Chiya came from Bavot Yisrael, and he came from far land, and he was the person, Anshe ish etzasi, that gave me answer to this question. The Pasuk really refers to Avram Avinu, and the Pasuk means to say that a Kadosh Baruch Hu took Avram Avinu from Aram, which was distant from Eretz Yisrael, and brought him to Eretz Yisrael and made him Avram Avinu, so to speak, Kaviyochla Kadosh Baruch Hu's confidant. We learned in the Mishnah, Chatzi Loig Mayim Shamish. What was the purpose of the Chatzi Loig? Says the Mishnah, it was used for the Saita, and it was used by the Karban Taidah. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rabba V'Kakashalei. Rabba was sitting and asked the question, Chatzi Loig Laman Nemshech, why did they have to make a keli with a chatzi loig to have the kedusha? Is soita, it was saying that it was used for when we had a soita situation. Is the water that we start off with not kadosh, that we need to have a process, how to mekadosh it by putting into a kli sharis? Mayim kadoshim ksiv. The Torah says that we take water. The Gemara teaches us, the Brisa teaches us, that we take water out of the kiyar to use for the soiter, so that water already has kedusha. Eat toida, and if it's going to be speak about the shem that we use with the lachme toida, says the Gemara, lachme toida b'shchitas toida su dekachi. The lachme toida don't need the shemen to be put into the keli to make them kaddish. When we shech the karma taida, that infuses the chalas with kedusha. Amalei Rav Shimon Barebi, baya mechalik loig shem l'chol nevener. It was needed that every, as we're going to learn, that every candle of the menorah was had a chatzi loig shemen, and therefore they had to have this a measurement to know how much to have fill up with the chatzi loig. And the reason they had to have a chatzi loig, as we're going to be learning, is because they had to have the candles on all night long. And since they had to have the candles on to every night, that's why they had to have this measurement. He said about him when he responded this way. Rebbe said to Rav Shimon, his son, "Ne Yisrael, you're like a candle." Kach hayo. And indeed what you're saying is very correct. So here we're learning that every candle had its own chatzi loig. Says the Kli Chemda in the name of the Avni Nezer, that we see from here that when we speak about the 7 candles of the menorah, it's not that we look at the 7 candles as one mitzvah. Rather, each candle is considered a separate mitzvah. And since each candle is considered a separate mitzvah, instead of just bringing 3.5 loig, which is the amount that they needed for all the candles, rather from here we see that each candle required its own precise, each candle required its own precise shear, because that was the shear that they needed for the menorah. From here we also see there's a big discussion in the Achrayim. What will be the halacha if the halacha is clean? The neiris hamenorah ma'akvan zeh. What would happen if you don't have enough, or if you don't have enough oil, which we're going to be discussing, for all 7 candles? Is it preferable to light one candle with the proper amount of oil? Or is it preferable to take whatever amount of oil you have and distribute it amongst the neiris? Here it seems that each neir is a separate mitzvah, and maybe it would be preferable to light each menorah with the right amount, with the amount you need, instead of lighting all of them if you don't have enough. And says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rebbe, Ner Shekafsa, if a candle goes out, Nidashin Ham Shemen, so before morning, that's Rashi's Pshat, we'll speak about it more in a moment. Nidashin Ham Menorah, Nidashin Ham Psila. Just like the wick is no longer usable if the candle went out, so too is the oil that's in that cup no longer usable. And we Kaiser Isa, what should you do? Mativa, clear it all out for nice and b'shemen, and then put a new shemen madlika, and then light the menorah. So there are a number of ways of understanding the Gemara. The simplest way of understanding the Gemara is that the Torah Kedoshah, when it speaks about lighting the menorah, it says merivat boiker, that you have to have the menorah on every morning, and then in the morning there's a mitzvah of atavas haneris that you have to clean out the menorah. So here we're saying that, and there's a question moreover, when there's a mitzvah of atavas haneris every morning, from Rashi it seems that you clean it in the morning and then you relit them in the afternoon. The Rambam says that you clean them in the morning and you relit them for the entire day. So the Rambam understands that what does it mean that our Gemara says when the candles were cleaned out, you replace everything and wash everything? It's going according to the Rambam, what the Gemara means to say is that every morning we have to relight the menorah and we have to do our tavas haneris, cleaning out the menorah, and that's what the Gemara is referring to. Rashi, however, says that there is no mitzvah to relight the menorah every morning, even if it was extinguished. And therefore, Rashi explains the Gemara is that what we're speaking about here in the Gemara happened in the middle of the night. We started by saying that the Torah Kedoshah says, Me'erev ad boiker, that the candles should be on all night. So now that the question is, they have to be on, even Rashi would agree, they have to be on till the morning. So now the question is, if they have to be on until the morning, what happens if in the middle of the night they went out? This is where Rashi teaches us that if in the middle of the night they go out, so then what we should do is we should relight it. But the Gemara is telling us that before we relight it, we clean it out. There's a third pshat, and that's the pshat of the Rashba. The pshat of the Rashba is that the Ner Meravi was the candle that had to be on all the time. And that's what the Gemara is referring to. The Gemara is referring to the Ner Meravi, and the Gemara is teaching us that if the Ner Meravi gets extinguished, no matter any time, since it has to be on all the time, the Torah requires what the halacha is about cleaning it out. There's a most interesting halacha regarding this. When it comes to the Atavas Haneris, cleaning out the menorah, the halacha is that it can only be done by a kohen. But the letter of the law is that lighting the menorah could be done even by Yisrael, which is really counterintuitive. It would seem that lighting the menorah is the primary mitzvah and cleaning out the menorah is not. Yet we see the other way. So we see that Tavas Haneris is the cleaning out of the menorah. The first thing that we have to always do is sumira, is to take the bad away. And not everyone is actually qualified to do so. And therefore, only the kohen can be the one to do that tavas haneris. The lighting of the menorah is more in the category of the asei toiv. And the asei toiv is much more available for anyone to do, and that's why it's not limited to a kohen. Here we see that if the candles go out, you should clean them and replace them. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Chanukah, Siman Tov Reish Ayin Gimel Sif Beis, says that we don't have to use them. We don't have to throw them out every day, but we may. And the explanation, says the Mishnah Berurah of that halacha, is because here we learned that if the candle goes out, the halacha is that we should take out the wick and the oil and start from scratch. So maybe we would think that that's the halacha by Chanukah as well. That's why the halacha is that it's not necessarily that way. You could use it. But the Paiskim do say that if we're lighting the candles and we want to follow the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash, I saw Rav Moshe Sternberg Shlita in the Sefer Me'adim B'Zmanim says it would be appropriate that every day to use a new wick. To use a new wick, just like we find in our Gemara, and the halacha is that we want to always follow the lighting of our menorah on Chanukah to the same way that they lit in the Beis HaMikdash. And here we're learning that every day they cleaned it out and brought a new one. The Sefer Likutei Chavra Ben Chaim quotes that the Chasam Sofer did not switch the candles on a daily, did not switch the candles, the wicks, etc., on a daily basis. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rav Zreika coming by late. Says the Gemara, Rav Zreika was sitting and learning, and he asked, Kishinoisu by Shemen, when they put the oil into the menorah, how did it work? Did they kamida rishayna? Did they put it in a chatziloig? That oy kamosha chasra. In other words, the Gemara's question here is, like Rashi explained, the candle went out in the middle of the night. And since the candle went out in the middle of the night, the question now is, we're going to have to clear it out, as the Gemara just said, and put in oil. But how much oil do we put in? Do we put in a chatzi loig? Or do we just put in the amount that we need, that it should be on, till the amount that was, if let's say half of it was used up, we'll only have to put in a half. If you put in a chatzi loig, if you're going to just want to replace what's missing, how would you know? And if you suggest that, we'll estimate. Im Kain, we learned Sheva Midas. We learned that the Mishnah spoke about the seven measures, the seven shiurim, and one of them was a chatzi loig for the menorah. There are many more, because it depends if the candles go out in the middle of the night. Karlei, so Rav Yirmiyah said about him, when Rav Zreika heard this tshuva, so he said, Karlei, he said about Rav Yirmiyah, Hadrich tzlach ruchav advar emes v'novet tzedek. The beauty and the success of a Talmud Chacham is evident when he's able to say a good pshat. And you said a good pshat, that shows that you are true Talmud Chacham. It manami amar avu amar Rav Yochanan, v'amali amar Rav Abba amar Rav Chanina amar Rebbe, ner shekofsa, if a candle goes out, the dashan mizbeach, the dashan hashemen, we clear out the oil, the dashan apsila, we clear out the wick, keitz and oisa, mativa, v'noisa b'shem, k'vida rishona, we put in oil like there was originally in Madlika. Continues the Gemara, amar Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yehuda. Because we're speaking now about cleaning the menorah, the Gemara speaks about this even more so. Amar Rav Huna b'rei Rav Yehuda, amar Rav Sheshes, ner sheb migdash l'prakim hava. The menorah that they had in the Beis HaMikdash, the cups that were on top of the menorah, were made in a way that they could be separated and cleaned out. Says the Gemara, the Torah says that the menorah it has to be one piece. Kiksev kikar mesha menorah v'nerasekev. It speaks about the menorah and the neiris. The kim de moyed tava. But we need to clear it out. Il have the prokem hava. If not, that we could the flexible and we could bend them. Lo have a mativale. There's no way to properly clear them. So they're one piece, but they were very flexible. Meisvei keitzer oisa. Ask the word. There's another brice that says mesalken. We take out the cups or menichem ba'oil and we take them into the Beis HaMikdash. And we clean them with a sponge, and we put oil in madlikin. So we see that they are completely removable. And it says, the first price that follows the opinion that they were one piece. So we have here a very fundamental machlokes. Were they one piece with the menorah, and they were just flexible to be able to be cleaned out? Or was it totally separated? Here it says, the menichem the oil. It seems that they cleaned it out that in the base HaMikdash. And I saw from the Brisker Rav, and this is very much in line with what we discussed earlier, that there's a special halacha of the Atavas HaNeiris. And included in learning the special halacha of the Atavas HaNeiris is that the Atavas HaNeiris had to take place in the Beis HaMikdash because it's a critical avoda. Says the Gemara, it seems that they could be movable. It wasn't moved, it was just bent. Says the Gemara, who is the opinion of the Chachamim? Says the Gemara, Blazer of Tzadku. The Tanya of Blazer of Tzadku Omer, Kimentash Shosava Zov Hoyla Gaba. There was a gold plate on top of the menorah. The menorah, the top looked like a boat. And on top of it, they put a plate. And in the plate, there was a hole for the wick. Shemetiva, when they come to clean out the cup, Doichai, they push off the plate, clap a pia to away so that we should be able to get our the sponge into the menorah. She nice b'shem when you put on the oil for doichai, then we push the cover back on clap a rosha. Says the Gemara, the machlokes here are how were the neiris movable or not? Suggests the Gemara pluk the dan tanoi the machlokes tanoim. The Tanya, the Brisa teaches us menorah, the actual menorah with neirisel bosman a kikar. All came from a kikazov, as the Torah says, miksha achas, vein makuchel machdosem and a kikar. Makuchel are the prongs that they use to take the wicks in and out of the menorah. The machdos, that were the kalim, that they, when they cleaned everything out, they put the ash into the machdos. The menorah, v'neresem boris men a kikar, however, ein makuchel machdosem and a kikar. Nechem yomer, menorah, just the menorah itself, ha'isabah menakikar. However, v'loin nerasa makachah machnasah ba'is menakikar. Even the cups that not come from that mixture. Says the Gemara, b'mayka mefugi, what is the basis of the machloikas? Says the Gemara, b'haikra, the Tanya, the pasuk describing the gold used to make the menorah. Torah says, kikar tzav tar yas oisai. L'mad l'menorah shabah menakikar, the menorah should come from a kikar of gold. Menayin l'rabbis nesar, that also the nerseh should come that way. Tamalayim is kol ha-kelem elo. Yochel shanimah ba'af ma'akachah ma'akachah. Tamalayim ha-oysa direm nechemya. But as the Gemara, kosher the chemren nechemya, we have a stira here in the Brisa says that the candle itself was part of the kikar. And the other Brisa says that it wasn't. Answers the Gemara, trey tenoi v'aliv direm nechemya, does machloikis tenoim. What is Rabbi Nechemya's opinion? Rabbi Shubed Karchaimer, Menorah Ba Men HaKikar, the Menorah itself came from that Kikar of Zov. However, Ein Makuchel Makdaseh V'Nerseh Ba Men HaKikar. El Manakayim, what do we use the Pasuk? What do we do with the Pasuk? As Kol HaKelim HaElu, says the Gemara, to SheKelim Shazov. That we learn from here that all the other Kelim, even though they didn't come from the Kikar Zov that we started with, still are made out of gold. But ask the Gemara, Zav Behedik Siba, that it should be Zov, the Pasuk says explicitly, the Pasuk says, Vasisa Nereseh Shiva, Vahelas Nereseh Veher El Eva Penel, Vahemakuchel or Machtoseh Zov Tar. Says the Gemara, Vahenitzucha, the Pasuk says El Fineris. The actual place where they put it is made out of gold. Sakatat Chamina. That hoil opineres a shkuri mashker. The place where you actually place the wick is black, and we have a rule at Torah Chosum and Manasseh Yisrael. The Torah always wants to be concerned about Jewish money, and Jewish money we shouldn't use gold that's going to get ruined and need to be replaced. Kamash Milan, that there's a special halacha here that this should be made out of Zav Tar, and I saw interesting psak from the Chashuke Chemet. The Chashuke Chemet says, that means normally we say Torah Chasam Manasher Yisrael, but as we've quoted in previous Shurim, if the Torah explicitly tells us to use Zov, then we don't follow that rule. But I did see, as I said, a psak from the Chashuke Chemet. He says that let's say you have a menorah. So typically when we have the menorah, silver, gold, we put the oil not into the menorah itself. We put it into a glass cup. What happens if you don't have a glass cup? Should you still use the menorah? And by using the menorah, you're putting the oil and the wick directly into the silver or gold, you're ruining the menorah. Or, because we learn here a rule of HaTorah Chasam Amonim Shisrael, the Torah is concerned about Jewish money, it might be preferable to not do that. Rather, what's preferable to do is take a simple menorah on that night and not risk ruining your menorah.